Imagine sitting across from a McKinsey partner who holds your career dreams in their hands. Your palms sweat as they slide a business problem across the table. What happens next determines everything. This is the reality of consulting interviews, where acceptance rates hover around 1%, making Harvard look easy by comparison. But there's a secret weapon used by those who succeed, Victor Chang's proven methodology. When even current consultants at McKinsey, BCG, and Bain need to sharpen their skills, they turn to Chang's approach. Why? Because it teaches you to think like a consultant rather than merely memorize frameworks, a distinction that has helped countless candidates from non-traditional backgrounds secure coveted positions after initially failing. Every successful case interview performance stands on four fundamental tools, regardless of format. First is the hypothesis, your initial answer based on limited information. Counter to what many assume, stating a hypothesis early, within the first 5 minutes, significantly accelerates problem solving by quickly eliminating what isn't true. Remember, it's far worse to state a hypothesis too late than too early. Next comes the issue tree, or framework, which breaks complex problems into component parts. A valid issue tree must align with your hypothesis, maintain mutual exclusivity and collective exhaustiveness, MEES, and be conclusive, capable of definitively proving or disproving your hypothesis. The drill-down analysis involves systematically evaluating each branch to validate or invalidate your hypothesis. Think aloud to show your reasoning while examining factors like customers, products, and competition through targeted questions. Finally, synthesis follows a specific top-down structure. State your action-oriented recommendation first, support it with three key points, then restate your recommendation. This approach mirrors how consultants communicate with executives who value efficiency above all. While flexible issue trees work for any problem, certain frameworks prove invaluable for common case types. The profitability framework, used in 25% of cases, mathematically deconstructs financial performance into components. Remember that profits equals revenue minus costs, with revenue breaking down into unit price x units sold. The key insight? Understanding fixed versus variable costs reveals fundamentally different business problems. High fixed costs with low variable costs means growing volume can drive profitability, while variable costs exceeding unit price means each additional sale deepens losses. The business situation framework, 50% of cases, applies to diverse scenarios from market entry to turnarounds. It examines four key components: customer, segment needs, price sensitivity, product, uniqueness, substitutes, company, capabilities, cost structure, and competition, concentration, barriers to entry. By systematically analyzing these components, you'll uncover the critical factors driving business performance. For M&A cases, 10%, analyze these same four components twice, once for each company, then examine the combined entity to identify transaction benefits. Mastering just these frameworks, plus the custom issue tree process, prepares you for over 98% of cases you'll encounter. Consulting firms employ various formats to test different aspects of your abilities. The candidate-led case requires you to drive the entire process through five key steps. Stall by pausing, clarify the question, stall again to organize thoughts, state your hypothesis, and outline your structure. When analyzing, break problems into components and use process of elimination to determine significant factors. McKinsey primarily uses the interviewer-led command and control format with five distinct phases: introduction/hypothesis, problem structuring, analysis, business acumen/brainstorming, and synthesis. Transitions between phases are abrupt, and you cannot revisit previous sections, demanding thorough preparation for each 5-10-minute segment. Beyond these core formats, firms increasingly use written cases, testing data interpretation under pressure, group cases, revealing collaboration skills, and presentation-only cases, assessing communication abilities. Each format requires specific preparation strategies, from practicing with GMAT data interpretation questions to treating other candidates as teammates rather than competitors in group settings. Unlike school exams testing knowledge, case interviews test your habits in applying that knowledge under pressure. Candidates receiving multiple offers possess both knowledge and discipline habits in consistent application. The statistics are clear. 90% of successful candidates invested 50 to 100 hours in preparation, while only 10% invested around 10 hours, suggesting a tenfold improvement in success odds with proper preparation. The mastery path involves four steps: building knowledge through books and resources, finding role models to observe proper technique, practicing in live settings to simulate stress, and seeking assessment from qualified mentors who can identify subtle mistakes. Many successful candidates join case interview study groups meeting 2 to 3 times weekly for several months, creating the pressure testing environment necessary for developing interview resilience. Consulting firms value confidence because clients aren't just buying analysis, they're buying reassurance about high-stakes decisions. True interview confidence stems from three sources: technical competence, positive mental perceptions, and extensive practice. Without any one factor, nervousness inevitably surfaces. Beyond technical skills, interviewers assess whether you already embody the consultant mindset and would make a natural colleague. The famous airplane test asks, would the interviewer want to spend 3 hours sitting next to you? This evaluates interpersonal dynamics and professional presence beyond technical capabilities. Interviewers particularly value process excellence, the consistent application of structured analytical methods. Getting the exact right answer in limited time is actually secondary to demonstrating systematic problem solving. A candidate showing strong process with a minor calculation error often outperforms one reaching the correct answer through unclear methods. Avoid critical mistakes like failing to establish an early hypothesis, using frameworks mechanically, creating issue trees that aren't MISI, making basic math errors, and providing activity-based summaries rather than insight-driven synthesis. Strong candidates demonstrate confidence through structured thinking and clear communication while balancing this with appropriate humility, acknowledging when they need clarification, and gracefully correcting course when necessary. The path from nervous applicant to confident problem solver requires significant dedication, typically hundreds of practice hours. But the rewards justify this investment. Multiple offers from prestigious firms, six-figure starting salaries, and most importantly, structured problem-solving skills valuable throughout your entire career. Remember that consulting interviews don't just test what you know, they reveal who you are under pressure. By internalizing these methodologies until they become second nature, you'll walk into interviews not as an anxious candidate, but as a consultant in waiting, ready to tackle any business challenge with clarity, structure, and confidence. The transformation begins with your very next practice case.